Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah! Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of life, the opportunity to be together and to hear from you. Lord, we don't take it for granted. It is indeed of your mercies that we are not consumed. Your faithfulness, your grace, your loving kindness, they are new every morning. Thank you. Thank you for good health. Thank you for strength. And thank you for who you are in our lives. We lift our hands and we declare your glory. We say, have your way and let your will be done. Heal our bodies, Lord. Touch our lives. May we not be the same because we came. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Do what you've purposed to do, and let all the glory be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and all shall shout and say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody put your hands together. Wow, what a blessing. All right, please be seated in heavenly places. Okay, so last week we started some series concerning faith secrets. Do you remember? Faith secrets. So faith is a secret. If you refuse to deploy it, you'll be left alone. So everyone here, I need you to understand that faith is a secret weapon. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see two people, the same, no difference, have done the same course. But the difference between them will be what they believe in can make all the difference. Hallelujah. Yeah, so I intend for you to be blessed. Where is the copy of the book? I think I have mine somewhere. But faith secret. So today, I'm sharing with you, okay? Faith is to go forward. Tell somebody I'm moving forward. Faith is to go forward. Hallelujah. Amen. Without faith, you cannot move. Are you there? Yeah, faith is what causes you to move forward and make progress. If you don't have faith and you lack faith, you will be stagnant. You will be stuck. You will be contemplating and thinking for the rest of your life. There will be little progress made in any area of your life. But this afternoon, I see faith rising up in you. I said faith is going to rise up in you. Because Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. So as you hear the word of God, faith will rise up in you. As you hear the word of God, faith will rise up in you. It's very important. It is not hearing even about faith that gives you faith. Every word of God gives you faith. It's just like giving. Many people think that it is the scriptures concerning tithing and offering that makes us prosperous. No. Believing that God created the heaven and the earth can make you prosperous. When you believe that God is a creator, and Bible says he created us in his own image, it means that you can also create. So believing in things like that, are you there? So whatever you hear from the word of God has power to change who you are and to bring you to what you could even not imagine that can happen to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here? So the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, that now faith, so faith is a verb. Tell somebody, faith is a verb. All the other things are nouns. That's why he said now, not tomorrow, now. Faith is a verb. Whatever you have, faith is a verb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So faith is not tomorrow, it's now. What you are doing now is your faith. Amen. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7, Bible says, we walk by what? Faith and not by sight. You may think that we walk by sight. You look around. No, we walk by faith. In as a Christian, when you are a believer, you walk by faith. You don't depend on your sight. Your sight will not be able to see beyond where you are looking. But your faith goes into dimensions. Some people talk about it as the sixth dimension. After the five senses, there's a sixth dimension that takes you beyond what you see, what you hear. Hallelujah. Amen. I see you walking by faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you don't have faith, if you don't believe in God, does it mean to have faith? It's to believe in God.
Yes.
That is how you please God. You know, there are different things that you can do to please different people. Your boss may be very pleased because you come to work early. Your boss may be very pleased with you because you can finish your work before the deadline. Your boss may be very happy with you because you are punctual. Do you understand? But God, none of these things affect him. What makes God happy is when you believe in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you believe that he is God. He is the Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. And you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You believe that you are created in his image. You believe that you are not a developed ape. You are not an improved monkey. You believe that God created you in his image, in his likeness.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You believe in the existence of God. You believe in the existence of Satan. You believe that God has a purpose for your life. That you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live. You begin to excite God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes.
Yeah. So what you can do to please God is to believe what God has said. Believe who God is. And you find all that in the good book. You find it in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why it is very important for you to have the Bible and to read it. And to meditate on what you read and begin to practice. Walk on the word of God. That is how you please God. He says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. God reward those who diligently seek him. Are you there? God reward those who know that he is, who don't doubt his existence, who are not suspicious of him, who know that he is God. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the I am that I am. He's the eternal creator. He created everything. When you believe it, you it's like you see who he is. And faith is a force. It generates a power. An invisible force is generated on your behalf. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Because if the devil can get you not to believe in God, oh, he has finished with you. Because the only person who can put the devil to his place, can check the devil and put him under your feet, is God himself. Doctors cannot help. Engineers cannot help. Scientists cannot help. Are you there?
Yes.
No one. In fact, they have made phones. They have made spacecrafts. They have made medicine and other things, but they have now come to say that there is no God. The devil has succeeded. That is how the devil is. If he can get you, that's when it happens like that. Then now, they contract incurable diseases. And they can't even believe that there's a supernatural power that can help. Because the devil has made you to believe that he's not even there. God is not there. And he killed them with diseases and things that no one can help. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, that is why the most important thing you can do for yourself is not to doubt the existence of God and to read about who God is, what he does, and what he has said he will do for you. When you believe in this, the devil begins to shake. Are you there? Is it James chapter 2, verse 19, or Hebrews? He said, you believe in God, you do well. But the devil also believes in God, and he begins to panic. He shakes. You believe in God, you don't shake. But the devil believes in God, and he shakes. Because he really believes. He believes that his time is coming. Very soon it will be over. He believes that there is bottomless pit, a lake of fire that he's going to be thrown into. That's why he's working very hard to get so many people to go to hell. Hey, where's my scripture? Yeah, James chapter 2, verse 19. You believe in God. You've done well. But the Bible says, but the devil also believe. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devil also believe and trembles. So somebody who doesn't believe in God, you are worse than the devil. Even the devil that you are saying, believe in God, and when he believes, he begins to tremble. Because he knows that his time is coming. He knows that very soon he will be cast out. He will be thrown into the lake of fire. And you are there, you say you don't believe in God. The demons that are filled, they shake. That's why when he went into the temple, in Mark chapter 1, verse number 24 to 27, the Bible says, the demons, unclean spirit, they shouted, leave us alone. What have I to do with you, thou Son of God? Demons are confessing that Jesus is the Son of God. And you see human beings, they are saying that there's no God. You wait and see. Saying, let us alone. What have I to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Demons know who Jesus is. They know who Jesus is. The demons don't say that Jesus is a white man's religion. You'll be there. You'll be there. Demons know hell. So have you come to torment us, to destroy us before our time? When demons know there's hell they are going to go to, when you tell somebody you are going to hell, they don't say that you are judging me. They don't say that you are judging me. When you go to the hospital and they say you have HIV, do you tell them they are judging you? When they are telling you the truth, that receive Christ, if not, you will go to hell, say, we are judging you. We are not judged. We are telling you the truth. When they draw your blood and they tell you that your blood group is A or AB, is it judgment? So when we are preaching and say that anyone who has not received Christ, anyone who has not received Christ, believe God and receive him before you die. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that judgment. Don't say we are judging you. Hey, when he said, if you don't stop this fornication, it can spoil you. Don't say, why are you judging the poor girl? We are not judging any poor girl. Look, they even write on the cigarette. This is harmful. Smoking can kill. Are they judging? If you don't want to accept Christ and want to go to hell, don't say we are judging you. But we are telling you the gospel truth. Hallelujah. Faith is to make forward movement. That's what the Bible says. In him we live
and move
and have our being. And have our being. Acts chapter 17, verse number 28. In him. So if you are not in him, how are you going to move? Without faith, you will not be making movement. You need to move in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The righteous shall live by faith. Not that the righteous shall use faith. Most of us, instead of living by faith, we are using faith. You don't need to use faith. You need to live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Every move you make should be by faith. Hallelujah. Yeah, we move, we walk by faith and not by sight. You cannot go and buy binoculars that you are. No, we move by faith. We believe, therefore we move. Every movement that you are making in this life is going to be by faith. Without faith, you will be stagnant. You cannot continue. You need faith to make progress in this life. Yeah. You can get born again. You see that you are not developed. You need faith to move on even to become prayerful.
Yeah.
You need faith to speak in tongues. Yes. How many know that when you get born again, without faith, you can't speak in tongues?
Yeah.
Without faith, you can't have dreams.
Yeah.
You can't have visions. Yes. You can't prophesy. Kabahata. Without faith, you can't see heaven. Without faith, you can't see angels. There are people that they will always say, something said to me. What is that something? The Holy Spirit was speaking to you. Without faith, you cannot even acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Are you here?
Yes.
Faith is to make movement, is to move forward. I see you going forward.
Amen.
I said, I see you moving forward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Without faith, you will be stagnant. You will be stuck in the mud. You cannot move. Yeah, faith causes you to move. Uncertainty. Every movement and every step you make is characterized by risk and uncertainty. Without faith, you wouldn't want to move. You want to just be at the place. Even if the job is not good, you wouldn't want to move for the next good job that is coming. Without faith, you will not make a progress. You wouldn't do. You will be content with nothing. You'll be content with nothing. But the lepers who made movements, they said, when we stay here, we are going to die. Let us make movement anyway. They were able to save the whole nation of Israel. By faith, they moved. Said, we will die anyway. Let us make movement. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see you moving by faith.
Amen.
You don't know what is going to happen. Can I tell you something?
Tell us, Bishop.
Anytime you can feel the sand under your feet, you are not swimming. You are at the shore. See, there are people that when they go to the beach, do you know how they swim? Do you know how they swim? They go when they see ebbs and they come, then they're like, that's how they swim. That is not swimming. You are joking. Faith is to tread the water, is to make movement. Faith is to go, is to venture into the uncertainty. Yeah, you don't know what will happen, but you believe that because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because Christ lives,
all fear is gone.
All fear is gone.
Yes, I know he holds the future, and life is worth.
And life is worth the living just because he lives.
Listen to me. When you have faith, you are not certain. Men of faith are not people who have seen what there is to see. They have not seen. They have not seen, there is nothing, but they believe. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bible said, by faith, Abraham moved. He moved from his father's land. Hebrews, Genesis chapter 12. By faith, he was called into a city whose maker is God. Abraham thought that he would see the heaven, the heavenly Jerusalem. He thought that he would find it. He was moving. Bible says he was looking for a city whose builder is God himself. He thought that, look, he believed that no, he was going to find a city. He moved. Because of that, he did not even build strong structures. The Bible says his faith did not allow. He did not want to be permanent. He only lived in tents because he was looking for the building whose builder is God himself. He was looking for the city, the heavenly Jerusalem. I'm talking by faith you make movement. How do you leave your country? How do you leave your kindred? How do you leave your all the people you have known, and you leave Pap, and you leave Saza, and you leave Chisenyama and Magunya A, hey, into a place that you will have none of this? Hey. That's why if you don't have faith, when we talk about missions, you say,
Well, Pastor, can we support some people to go?
You want to support who? We also want to support you. We also want. You don't even have faith to give. You don't give because you are poor or you don't. No. The reason why you don't pay your tithe is not because of money. It's because you don't have faith. You lack faith. Without faith. But if you have faith, you say that it is more blessing to give. When I give, then I will fulfill the scripture that God will cause men to give back unto me. Pressed down, shaking together. Running over, he will. When you pay your tithe, you say, wow, I've honored God. He's going to open the windows of heaven. But when you don't have faith, you don't see the windows of heaven. You don't see heaven. You don't see the heavens are being opened. Blessings are being poured over your life. You don't see. But when you have faith, he said, look, I have covenanted with God. Hallelujah. Faith will let you see the invincible. Faith will let you make a movement. I see you making a movement. Yes. We are making a progress. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. I said in the name of Jesus. Yes. That is why I say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That is with all your spirit. Please, don't spoil my speech. Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. That's your spirit. You don't believe with your mind. Let the difference. You don't believe with the mind. You go to school with the mind. You read with the mind. But you believe with the heart. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Can you believe that a wizard, an armed robber, a murderer, becomes sinless by faith? Everything he ever is forgiven. My God. I'm talking about faith. Without faith, you will be there crying about your three sins. Without faith, you'll be crying about the abortion. Without faith, you'll be crying about things we've done in the past. The past, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All the old things have passed away. Behold, all things. Without faith, you can't believe it. Without faith, you'll be there. The devil, when you are even about to dance in church, the devil will say, hey, put your hand down. How many? You want to be happy. You want to be happy. You want to be happy. You want to. Hey. You are tall. You also. Come on. Put your hand down. Have you forgotten last December? Have you forgotten December? Then as you are dancing, you are there dancing. Then he show you a picture of you in December. Then instead of moving the left, then you have confused. You forget the words of the song. Hey! By faith. I said, faith will let you say to the devil, devil, you cannot keep me here. What I did against my God. And he has even forgiven me. You were the one who helped me to do the you are now. You see, the devil will let you do the wrong things and he will use it against you when even God has forgiven you. I see you moving forward. Some of us, you have not done well because your past is not gone. You cannot move from your past. You still think that you are this same bad girl. You still think that you are this same bad boy. No, you used to be. You are not. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Make a forward progress. Yeah. Move forward. Faith is to move forward. Amen. Move forward from the past. Move forward from the wrong things. Amen. Move forward for what has happened. Amen. And go ahead. Amen. That is why every car has a big windscreen. What are you, what is your business majoring on the driving mirror? Anytime you are driving and you look into it, you slow down. You are not making forward movement. You have slowed down in the movement of God because instead of looking into the windscreen, you are rather looking at the driving mirror. The side. Anytime. Have you, how many drive? I see you driving. Because if you don't drive, what I'm saying, you don't understand. Father, I pray. Believe it. Receive a car. I say, receive a car in the name of Jesus. When you receive the car, try it and come and say, Pastor, now I understand the preaching. Because when you are driving and you lift your eye from the windscreen, you look at the driving mirror or the side mirror, see that the speed slows down. You calm down. Yeah. Anytime you look at your past, anytime you look at your mistakes, anytime you look at who you were, the enemy will remind you that you are not a good person. But look at who God has made you. That's what the Bible says, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody stand and turn around and tell the person, can you see me? Look a little closer. This is the new me. The old things have passed away. Hallelujah. Tell the person, hey, I used to be, but now I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Tell the person, I am in Christ, who is also in God. Who are you to worry me? Hallelujah. Are you here? You are the new you. All the old things have passed away. You are making positive forward movement in the name of Jesus. I say you are making movements. You are making progress. You are going forward. You are going forward in your finances. You are going forward in your health. You are going forward in your life, in your education, in your ministry. You are taking giant steps and you are making progress. Faith is to move forward. It's to go forward. I see you going forward. I said, I see you going forward. God is pushing you forward. Don't think up so much. Lady, you are thinking, hey, will somebody choose me? Somebody will choose you. I promise you, somebody will choose you. Hey, when I'm chosen, will I ever have a baby? You have a baby. Hey, when I give away, will my children be proper? They will be proper. Just move forward. Confess the positive and move forward. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you here? Oh, I see you moving forward.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 9.
I'm preaching.
I'm trying. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse number 22 and 23. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22 and 23. The Bible says, can we read it together? One, go. And at Taberah, and at Massah, and at Kibroth Hattaavah, ye provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then ye rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye believed him not, nor hearken unto. Tell somebody, believe God. Move forward. Hallelujah. God says that move forward and possess the land. Move forward and become. Move forward and start a church. Move forward in ministry. Move forward and become a missionary. Move forward and get anointed. Become evangelist. Become a teacher. Become a preacher. Amen. Become who God is telling you to become. But you can be there marking time. Hey, I'm afraid. Hey, I'm afraid. But God says, move and become. Move and become. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see you becoming.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Without faith, you can never advance. Whether it's a secular life or spiritual life, or without, you can never advance. Everything you are going to do in Christ demands that you believe and have faith. God never shows you all the things. Are you there? Can you just imagine the children of Israel? They have come. Moses have come to tell them that God is taking them to the promised land. I've come to preach to you that, hey, we are going to go to heaven. When this life is over, you'll be born again. Then all the things you used to do, you have stopped. The people have come out of slavery. They said they are going into the promised land. Now, when they went, they saw the people moving around. They said they are lost in the wilderness. And Moses, when he turned, he saw that the Red Sea is before them. And he looked back. That was Egypt. But before he could say, Jack, Pharaoh and his armies are coming. And the people have started already complaining. We knew what we were eating, cummins and fish and garlic and all these things. Even if we were slaves, we know what we were eating. Now we are stuck in this wilderness. Are you there? You know, anytime I read that story, I begin to see that without faith, you can die where you are. Without faith, you can. Not that God wants you to die, but you will kill yourself. In fact, when Moses prayed that, look, the army of Egypt, they are coming. Pharaoh and his army, they are coming. God asked him, what is it that is in your hand? And he said, the rod. He said, yeah, use it. Stretch it. By faith, you move forward. Amen. Moses had to move forward. Can you believe? Maybe you don't know what the sea is. One of these, I need to take you to waterfront. Okay. The bridge that you need to cross. Yes. Do you understand? Yes. If that bridge can just part like this, or you just think about from the waterfront to Robben Island. Just this short one, from the waterfront to Robben Island. Then Moses stretches the rod. Then suddenly, an east wind from nowhere part the sea into two. And the water has become a wall. Something you have not seen before. It's not a block. It's wall. You touch it, it's fluid. It's liquid. But it's there. Then here, and you can see the fishes on there. Then God says, walk in. Hey. I said, faith is what? Move forward. Hallelujah. It's going to be scary. It's going to be risky. It's going to be... what if the water comes over you? Have you heard some that water becomes a wall? We've not heard some before. We've not... But now God said, walk. I'm telling you, you will stand there for the armies of Pharaoh to come and kill you. Faith is to move forward. Uncertainty. You are not sure what is going to happen. But you have to move forward. Tell somebody, I don't know what tomorrow brings. But I'm making a move anyway. I'm not staying here. I'm taking that decision. I'm taking that job. I'm doing that prayer. I'm going to that school. I'm going to preach. I'm going to do it anyway. I will stay here. Faith is to go forward. I said, faith is what? To go forward. Can you see how dreadful it will be? The water has become warm on the left and on the right. And it's moving. What happens if he comes? And you need to walk through. And Moses said that, go through. See, sometimes when you come and your pastor says that, take the decision. Stop with that boyfriend. Say, you are mad. Do you know what the boyfriend does for me? Do you know what they get from you? You can't understand what. What will I wear? What will I eat? Where will I sleep? You want to just destroy my life. He gives me even allowance. He pays rent. And he has a Uber driver who takes me wherever I go. You are saying, because I have come to church, I've been born again, I'm speaking in tongues, I should stop everything. Pastor, and aside all this thing, I also, the guy, he can do the thing very well. Hey, I cannot lose on all sides. I'm preaching. I said, I am preaching very good message. Make a movement anyway, my sister. You need to make a movement. Uncertain what will happen. What about if nobody chooses me? At least this one is a strong guy. I love him. He's not paid the lobola, but one day he may pay. One day he may pay. But if I stop and nobody can, Pastor, what will I do? I'm growing. Look, I'm no longer, even my age cannot be found on the calendar. I've moved. My age is not on the calendar. I've crossed 31. Pastor, what are you saying? I can't be lonely again. Hey, to think about 1 week will pass by without seeing the one I love. No. Pastor, you don't understand. Where will I park my head? Because you park your head on his chest. He has a broad chest, parking space. Now you are always parking your head on. And you'll be playing with the hair on the chest. So, Pastor, when I look at all this, apart from even what I'm losing, me, myself, I'm interested in this. Faith. You see, if you don't give up the baller, the good one will not come. Sometimes what you are holding is a garbage. But until your hand is free to receive what God has for you, you are not ready. You risk it all. Faith is to risk it. Are you here?
Yes, Bishop.
It's to make a forward movement. I'm telling you, I can almost picture how the people will say that, Charlie, no. This is a very dangerous thing to do. You are going to walk through this. Have you seen some before? The last time I checked, I couldn't swim. If something happened. The last time I couldn't even float. And you know, the Jews were black like me. Black people don't swim. I swim anyway. So start swimming. And you are thinking, some of them, even when they are bathing and water comes, and you are going to go through this big water. You look and say, Pastor, if this is what I may have to stop the church. Small church that I'm coming. Small church that I'm coming. Now look at the trouble. No. I'm not ready to risk it all. But faith is what? To go forward. I see you going forward.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Your own understanding say that the boy is nice. But you don't know 5 years from now what is going to happen. You think that when he gives you that Uber car, the Uber car, do you know what will happen? When you go through the highways and by, don't you see accidents? So what makes you think that you will never have accident? It is in the hands of God. Whatever you have is as fleeting as the air itself. Everything. But faith is to make forward movement. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Just make that movement. Say, Lord, I would not have done this, but I'm doing it because of you. I don't know. And now I'm now trusting you, literally. I'm trusting you. You said in all my ways. Now I'm 37. You need to look for somebody to love me. I've not given birth, but I have pot belly. You will have to. I have stopped wearing skirt and top, but you have to. You have to do something. You are risking it all. This one has accepted me. He knows all my fault, but he loves me. You are making me leave off for something I don't know. Nah. Then Moses said, the people are coming. I'm sure some people entered very last. It's like you let those who can let those who can swim go. Some they will begin to test. Is the place even sinking? He said, Moses said, go, they are coming. Then the chariots of Pharaoh, the army, have you watched what do you call it? A war from see that they will be coming, they will be then the horse will be they are coming. And you are also arguing with your pastor. Pastor, what you are asking me to do is dangerous. I'm saying faith is to go forward. I see you going forward. It looks very bleak. It looks uncertain. It looks dangerous. It looks risky. But that is faith. Hallelujah. Uncertainty. That's what I'm telling you. That when you can feel the sun under, then you are at the shore. See, many people who are standing at the shore and the sea comes, when the tide ebbs and they squat in it, they say they are swimming. You are not swimming. You are not swimming. You are just joking. To swim is to go to a place where your feet does not touch. You begin to tread the water. You begin to tread the. It's so deep that you cannot stand. When you stand, you need more than 50 of you in order to be. But you are. That is how faith is. You don't even know what is beneath. You don't know what that is faith. You are trusting God. You are treading the sea. You are treading the sea. That's what the Bible says in Ezekiel. The first level of the water was to the ankle. And the second was to the knee and to the loin. Then it comes the water to the swimming. If you are not swimming, where you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. When you have to trust ravens to come and feed you. Elijah, you have gone to close, you said it will not rain. Now you are also hungry. You don't have water. It's not that, you said it shouldn't rain. Now you also don't have water. Hey, but you need faith. God says you should do, you have to do. Ravens had to bring Elijah food to eat. Are you here?
Yes.
I see you making forward movement. As we close. Are you here or you've gone home? Faith is to tread on the uncharted territories. I see you treading on uncharted territories. You are going forward. Faith is to make movement into the unknown realm. Are you there? Yeah. Faith is to say, I'm going forward. Whether I succeed or not, I'm going forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Would there be uncertainty? More. But faith will let you overcome. Quickly, people who move forward in faith. Number one, Abraham. Genesis chapter 2. Bible says, Abraham. Do you know that it was the father of Abraham who was called to go to the promised land? There's no time. His father was called Terah. Terah was the one who was called father of Abraham. He looked at the things that he couldn't move. Then God, after the father died, spoke to Abraham. And Abraham moved. He left his family and moved into. Can you believe he was going somewhere? The wife asked him, where are we going? I said, I don't know. He said, I married you. He said, you don't know. Where are you going? He said, God says we should go. Where? Any modern lady will call the psychologist. They will call the psychiatrist for assessment. They will have to do assessment whether you are stable. At least if we don't know where you are going, you should know even that. You say, where are you going? I don't know. Hey, Buti, are you correct? I have to stop everything I'm following. You say you are going somewhere you don't know. Then how do we get there? He said, God will show. Another time he was going to sacrifice. Say, where is that? He said, God will provide. Abraham, you have traveled with fire, with wood, with knife. The actual animal to sacrifice, he said, that one God will provide. Why did you not depend on God to provide the fire and the knife and the wood? Sometimes it don't make sense. When faith people, they said, I believe. that I need to do this. This I believe. I see you making forward movement.
Amen.
Number two, Moses. Bible says, by faith. I think Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 27. By faith, Moses, he left. He left the palace. He left the king's palace. The joy, the pomp, and all the niceties that he could have. And rather, join the slaves. Bible says, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is what? Invisible. He could see God who could not be seen. That is faith. Hey, you have left the king's palace. You were the king. Now you have joined the slaves. No, it's not. You can make a faith decision and you become a subordinate to your boss. Number three. Are you there? Jacob made movement. Look, he had a stable job with his uncle, Laban. Laban said, fix your salary, I will pay it. But Jacob, he said, look, God says I should go. Which God? But he believed that God said he should go. He rather left a stable job, security and all that, and walked towards Esau, somebody who has vowed to kill him. Somebody who has vowed, because he has stolen the guy's blessing, and the guy has been looking for him. From the time the father died, he said, the day I will see this guy, I will kill him. But Jacob made movement, forward movement, uncertainty, what to. And don't think that he was not afraid. That's when you begin to see that he did not see what will happen. Faith is not like you have seen what. No, it's uncertain. Very unclear. That's why he divided his family into four. One pastor. It was so troubled. He doesn't know. He said, when he comes and kills this one, one will. Faith means you are ready to do it anyway. You are daring this consequence. He believed that God says I should go back. And he knows that his brother is ready to kill him. So when I go back, what will happen? I don't know. But he's going anyway. Tell somebody, go anyway. Make that move anyway. In the name of Jesus. The last person I would. That's, you see this in Genesis chapter 31, verse number 27 to 29. Maybe if you read the 29. Genesis 31, 29. Look. Bible says that Laban said that when he left, he said it was in my power to hurt you. He said, I could have even killed you. You could have killed Jacob. He left the safety. It is in my power. It's in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But God of your father spoke unto me yesterday night, saying, take thou heed that thou speakest not to Jacob, either good or bad. He left, and Laban could have killed him, but he said that, look, God spoke to me that I shouldn't do anything. What about if God has not spoken? Faith. He said, God says I should do it. He will take care of the rest. Hallelujah. The last one is Paul. Paul, in Acts, the prophet Agabus told him, look, when you go to Jerusalem, they are going to bind you and they are going to maltreat you. They will beat you. Paul said, I am not ready only to be bound. I'm ready to die. He made forward movements. And by that forward movement, that is how come he ended up. The final thing was that he ended up in Rome. And he wrote more than half of the Bible. Without faith, you will not make. You will be afraid. He knew he would be arrested. He said, I am ready for it, but I am convinced. So faith is not absence of suffering. Faith is not absence of doubt or fear or hardship. It's there, but you know that you have to go through. We think that when you have faith, then it means that you don't suffer in it because God is with you. You walk through. No. God was with Paul. He was beaten. Hey. Had shipwreck, almost killed, snake bit him. Different, God was with him. A day before the snake bit him, angels stood by him and told him that you will not die. But the next day, Why did God not? You can't even understand. The day before, I have seen an angel. Angel has told me that you are not going to die. Now the next day, a snake has bitten me. Hey, you even begin to say that, am I the dream? Where is it coming from? Hallelujah. Are you here? I see you making forward movement. You are making progress in the name of Jesus. Your faith will not fail. Your faith will accomplish much. In him, we live and move. We live by faith. By faith. By faith. You walk by faith. You are walking by faith. I say you are walking by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus. You know, the prophecy concerning Jesus in Isaiah chapter 11, when you read the verse number 3, when it talks about the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, that's verse number 2, wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of what? Knowledge and the fear of God. Look at the verse number 3. When you go to the verse number 3, it said, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and shall not judge after what? The sight of. I'm talking about faith. Jesus said he will not judge. He is not going to use his eye. If Jesus had depended on his eye, he would have died many times before his actual death. He will not judge after the sight of his eye. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Somebody is telling you something, but you hear the Holy Spirit tell you, liar, liar, liar. The person is rapping you. Ooh, you are my honey. You are. Then they will say, you want me to say it? I won't say it. You say your own. What you are seeing is nice. It takes. Like those who don't have faith, they say seeing is believing. But Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen but believe. Hallelujah. Yeah. Something you know. You have not met a person, but you have confidence. It's a good person. I need to help this person. It's a good person. You don't know the person. God has spoken to you. I see you moving forward.
Amen.
I see you making progress.
Amen.
I see you venturing into uncharted waters. Amen. You are becoming the anointed minister.
Amen.
You have a ministry.
Amen.
You have that church. Whatever God has told you to do, it will be accomplished by faith.
Amen.
Make that move.
Amen.
And you will get there.
Amen.
This is not your end. It looks very, very dark, as though the day will not break. My sister, my brother, I tell you, this darkness will be over.
Amen.
The Egyptians, you see them today.
Yes.
You shall see them no more.
Amen.
Some of you, when you look at your hands, the veins are all over. Just watch and say, these Egyptians I see, I shall see them no more.
Amen.
Even when you wear shorts under your pants, still, it doesn't hold. You are lame. This Egyptian, your belt, you have to do artificial holes.
Hey,
hey.
Yes,
these Egyptians you see, you shall see them no
Amen.
More. Your hairline is going.
Hey.
This Egyptian you see, you shall see them.
Amen.
Pimple and rashes all over your body. Put your hand on it and say, these Egyptians I see, I will see them no more. The troubles, line them up, write all of them. Say, these Egyptians I see, I will see them no more. It is a dreadful thing, dangerous to, but I'm tell somebody I'm going through the water anyway. I'm going through the Red Sea. It's my first time. I have not heard it before. Nobody has done it before. I'm the first to do it. And I'm going to do it anyway. Hallelujah. You see, you want to be encouraged because somebody has gone ahead. Sometimes you are the first. Sometimes you are the first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Abraham did not have anybody to follow. Moses did not have anybody to follow. The children of Israel, they did not have anybody to follow. And Moses himself, I don't know whether he could swim. Anyway, he was taken from water, so maybe he learned how to swim. And you, the pastor, after that, you take your rod and say, hey, I have divided though. Now you need to, you should be the last person.
Wait.
And the amazing thing, as I close, are you there? As I wish I can show you how it was. You look at the black tiles in the listener as the Red Sea, as it has parted, and the people of God had walked in. I don't know when water and the sea began to have intelligence and could deduce the DNA of Jewish and Egyptians. Because at a point they mixed, but as they were going, it was like a zip. This is the picture I'm seeing. I'm prophesying. As they were walking in. It's not like they go to the other side the next day, then the water. No. The water came. Anyone who was not a Jew, it was like the zip is closing down on them. And it's like you can feel the water. The water is coming. Moses, 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 Moses. Then you have to make for. Then some people are being killed. Though. The water comes behind you. You can hear it. You can hear the noise of the two sides colliding. Boom, you can hear the foot of this chariot drowning. People you are not far from it. Thousands shall fall on your left. 10,000 on your right. It shall not come near you. Only with your eye will you behold the reward of the wicked. In the name of Jesus. Look, it closed down on all the Egyptians, the army officers, every one of them. It's like a zip, it closed down. Until the last person moved, then the water will. Wow! That is what God will do for you. That is what God will do for you. In the name of Jesus. And speak faith into every situation. You will not die in your current situation. You will not be drowned. When you go through the water, you will not be drowned. When you go through the fire, it will not kindle against you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I pray and thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. We pray, oh God, that the grace of God that brings salvation will be our portion this afternoon. If you are here this afternoon, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be born again. I want to be in heaven when this life is over. Please pray with me and pray for me. If this is what you are saying, close your eyes wherever you are. Lift only your right hand up. Lift it up above your head, and I'll pray with you. Stand where you are, only with your right hand lifted. Slip it high above your head. Yes, go ahead, go ahead. Between you and God, Jesus said, those who reject me or deny me on earth, on that day I will also deny and reject in front of my Father and before my angels. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I was once born again, but so many things have happened. God will forgive you. He will wash you. He will cleanse you. You will be new again. Lift only your right hand up and we'll pray together. Father, behold every hand that is lifted and let salvation be our portion. We thank you for your touch and we thank you for your healing. If you've lifted your hand, I want you to do one last thing. Move and come to me. Come with your eyes closed and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Let everybody join. Say, Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me. Cleanse me with your blood. From now, I believe in you, Jesus. You are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I receive you into my heart as the Savior, the Lord, and the Master over my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to you. From today, I am yours. I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Lift your index finger like this and say with me, Satan, from now, I don't belong to you. I don't belong to you. Therefore, whatever you have in me, I reject it. I refuse it. In the name of Jesus, I belong to Jesus. I belong to God, and I will follow Jesus all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, now I thank you for the lives of your wonderful children. I pray for them and I pray with them that the grace of God that brings salvation will be their portion. Heal them, Lord. Deliver them. Every case, every oppression, every negativity, every power, hallucination, kabarabaha, abnormal tissues, cancer tissues. My God, let every yoke be broken. Heal them and perfect health. May they never be the same because you've touched them. Now we commend them to your love. We commend them to your grace that, Lord, they will love you and know you and walk with you all their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Listen to me. What you've done is the best decision you've taken all your life. It's good to see you, my sister. You know, our father, the one we're praying for, has a gift for you. And that gift is a book called Born Again. Hallelujah. It will show you what has happened to you now that you are born again and how you can grow in your Christian faith. Okay. So go with our brother. Who else is there? Okay. And our sister, Nonu, Anda, they are all there. There are people there who are going to pray with you and give you a gift from our father and our founder, and your life will not be the same. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.